Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Welcome. We're glad that you're here. So here we try to give you wisdom for your life, for your family, your children, your marriage, your finances, your health, and our country. Today's lesson is going to be, what's next? Prophecy. What's going to happen next on the prophetic calendar? Excited about it? And I think you will be too. First, we're going to quote, learn you something, give you a joke, something we love and hate, a quote, and Bible trivia. So make sure if you haven't given us a like review, we'd sure appreciate that. I checked the other day and great reviews on there. And so if you would do that, we'd sure appreciate it. And if you need to watch on video, you can do it at the YouTube channel, Wisdom for Life Podcast, or on Rumble. And if you're on video and you look and say, okay, is that just the lighting or is that shirt two different colors? Yes, it's two different colors. I say this is my jail shirt. On my left, it is green stripes, which is the color of misdemeanors, men in our jail. And on the right is blue stripes, which is the color of misdemeanor female in our jail. So I went to the jail today to teach a class and wore this shirt. So the guards look like, okay, what are you doing in here with that shirt on? But it's fun to wear and I'll match. So if you wonder, yes, it is not just lighting. It is different stripes of a shirt. So want to learn you something real short, quick one this time. Did you know an astronaut had an allergic reaction to the moon? That's not a good thing. During the Apollo 17 mission, astronaut Harrison Schmidt found out he had a severe reaction to moon dust. Okay, not a good thing to be allergic to something like that. When you're up there, not a lot you can do about it. Okay, a joke. So here you go. How do you know when it is your last day at work? Okay, how do you know when it's your last day? When you hand the bank teller an envelope and she asks, what's this? And you realize you just dropped the company deposit in the mailbox. Okay, that's not good. That's your last day. A woman comes into the store. You turn to the other salesman and say, I waited on the last old fat ugly lady. This one's yours. And your boss is standing behind you and it's his wife. And that's your last day. While your boss is at lunch, you sneak in and look at some confidential information on his computer. You spill coffee on the keyboard and it shorts out. And that's your last day. And when you return from a week's vacation to find out that you had scheduled this week's vacation and not last week, just go ahead and take the next week off too and keep on going. Your last day. And also, so you take a sick day. The next morning, your boss asks you, so how was fishing at Rock Creek yesterday? Okay. How do you know when it's your last day? All right. Things I love. I love our men's home. The home is called Onesimus House. Talked about it before, but Onesimus is the guy in Philemon that Paul talks about. Paul led him to Christ in prison, wrote a letter to Philemon and said, help him when he gets out. And it worked. It was profitable later on and called Brother Onesimus and had done well. And tonight I was there, gave me devotion, and boy, I love hanging out with those guys. We got some great guys coming from rough backgrounds. Some of them been in jail over 50 times. Some of them struggle with drugs and alcohol addiction for 30 plus years. And to see them growing, staying sober, getting close to God, making decisions, their life being blessed, it is awesome. I love it. And love to see God work and love to see the guys doing well. Pray for them, if you would. If you ever want to help, let us know. OnesimusHouse.com. Things I hate. I hate people we don't get to help. I wish we had enough room and facilities to help everyone. Wish we had enough money and staff to help everyone. There's so many we don't get to see people overdose in their life because of a drug addiction in which they could not get victory is so sad and hard. Definitely something that I hate. Quote of the week, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Very famous quote. Elbert Hubbard is who it's attributed to. By the way, my favorite quote on Abraham Lincoln, I gave that to a group I was speaking to the other day. Remember, not everything you read on the internet is true. And one guy, like about 2 minutes later, got it. And he goes, what? He was just trying to wrap his head around it, accepted it first and realized, wait, that couldn't be. So anyway, it was fun. All right, Bible trivia. The answer last week, simplest one. The first murder in the Bible is Cain. All right, this week, not too hard. But what city in the Bible is called Zion? And it's also called the City of David. What city in the Bible is called Zion and the City of David? Pretty simple. You can email the answer in, askpastorbaker@gmail.com. And if you do have a question for us, my wife, our family, let us know. All right, I want to talk about what's next. What's next? Back in the beginning of our church, almost 30 years ago, did a Wednesday night Bible study, verse by verse, went through Revelation. It was awesome. Enjoyed it. And so much so that I did it again last year. And love to think about prophecy, what's next, what's going to happen. On the prophetic calendar, okay, we have different calendars. On the prophetic calendar that says what next, here's the very next thing that could happen. And by the way, this could happen today, tomorrow. This could happen anytime. The imminent return of Christ. We'll hear a shout. We'll hear a trumpet. We'll hear the voice of God. And we that are saved will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Wow. When can that happen? Anytime. Listening. Shout. Trumpet. Wow. What an amazing thing that will be. At that time for us, we will get what's called a glorified body. We will take off this corruptible body, sin nature and sickness, pain, disease, hurt, problems. We'll take that off and put on a glorified body. It looks pretty much the same human, but it won't look like us. Jesus had a glorified body, and they didn't recognize him as Jesus, but they recognized him when he talked, when he said certain things, when he did certain things. This glorified body can travel at the speed of thought. Speed of thought. That'd be pretty fun, wouldn't it? Jesus said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. He immediately then after ascended right then. Travel at the speed of thought. The body still eats in that glorified body. He ate fish with his disciples. But guess what? I bet it doesn't gain weight. I bet it's perfect. And boy, what an awesome thing that it's not going to have a sin nature. That's the next thing that can happen. Our loved ones who are already saved and in heaven, they're in their soul and spirit. They're going to get then a glorified body also when the Bible says that the dead in Christ shall rise first and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What happens after that is twofold. What's going on in heaven and what's going on the earth. For people that are saved in heaven, we're going to have two things. It's called the marriage supper of the Lamb and the judgment seat of Christ. The marriage supper, the church is to be married to Christ. And so there's a ceremony and a marriage supper. What a blessed, fun, awesome time. And then the judgment seat of Christ, where everyone, Christian, will stand before God to give an account to receive the rewards, the things that we've done in the body, whether they be good or bad. There's five different crowns we can get. We talked about that last week. And so those five different crowns will be given us at that time. That period while we're in heaven going through all that is a seven-year period, okay? A seven-year period. And on the earth, what's going on is tribulation and great tribulation. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, when John was caught up into the Spirit, that starts the rapture. Rapture is being caught up, the shout, the trumpet that we just talked about. And that starts on the earth, the tribulation period and great tribulation. You can go read from Revelation chapter 4 on and see that. There are four sets of judgments that are poured out on the earth. The first ones are called the vile judgments. Won't go into for time all of those now. But the vile judgments, the seal judgments are first. Forgive me. The seal judgments to find someone worthy to open the seal. Okay. All right. Who corrected me when you heard me say vile judgment? You're like, no. Seal judgments are first. All right, you win. if you were the first one to say, yep, I realize that, email me. We'll do something for you. askpastorbaker@gmail.com if you caught it and realized the seal judgments are before the vile judgments. So the first one are the seal judgments. They found no one worthy to open the seal except the Lamb. The seal was opened just like an envelope, but a scroll. The seal was opened, and then these judgments are poured out on the earth. Death, famine, war, pestilence, all these things are poured out. Judgments being poured out on the earth, and there's seven seal judgments. Then there are the trumpet judgments. The trumpet sounds, and another judgment is laid out. Again, more destruction on the earth. Then there are thunder judgments. thunder judgments. They get ready to show what the thunder judgments are, and John gets ready to write them, and God says, don't write those down. Don't write those down. The last one are the vial judgments, okay? Like a vial, like you'd pour out a vial. And the wrath of God is poured out in these vial judgments. Now, interesting, a seal, opening a seal for a scroll, that doesn't seem too scary. Trumpet, that doesn't seem too scary. We hear trumpets. A vial being poured out, that doesn't seem too scary. But thunder, boy, thunder can be scary. You've ever been close to it? Boy, it hits. It sounds like it's right there. You ever been outside? The hair stands up on your head. People get hit with thunder, get hit with lightning and the sound of the thunder. It's amazing. When you read how bad the seal judgments and trumpet judgments and vial judgments are, and then you realize there's another set that were so bad, Jesus told John, don't write those down. We have no idea what those are. In those four sets of judgments, there's also three woes that overlap the judgments of woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Now, you can read through those. A lot of people think, oh, those are symbols, those are figment. No, those are real. Those things will happen and will be poured out on the earth. When is that going to happen? We don't know. We don't know. What starts the tribulation? What starts the tribulation is when the peace treaty is signed with Israel. And that's when Antichrist, the Jews will accept him as Christ for a while, when he signs a peace treaty with the Arab nations. I believe, and this is somewhat speculative, but the timing of that, the rapture caught up together, could happen anytime, any second. Right after that, especially with American turmoil, so many Christians gone, that the Muslim nations, the Muslims who have not accepted Christ, will be there, will take that opportunity to go against Israel. The Bible talks about this, and to try to destroy Israel. And for whatever reason, either America doesn't have the capability or whoever's in charge is not going to protect Israel, and the Muslim nations come against it. God himself steps in and fights for Israel, and Israel could destroy all the nations, but this great man of peace comes in and says, peace treaty. And he got all the Arab nations and Israel to sign it for 7 years. There'll be peace. Israel's not going to attack them and they're not going to attack Israel. And with that peace treaty gives the Jews the opportunity to rebuild the temple. Okay? In rebuilding this temple, they will start back the animal sacrifices. My wife and I have been to Israel. They have the Temple Mount group. And they say they can put up a temple very quickly. They have everything that they need, from the ashes of red heifer to all of the ephod, the linen garments for the priests, and all those things. And they're ready right now to be able to put that up and start, again, the animal sacrifices, the blood sacrifices. That will happen again on this earth. And they'll believe that Antichrist, this man of peace, is the actual Christ, Messiah. In the middle of that tribulation, 3.5 years, the Antichrist, who they think is Christ, is going to come in to the Holy of Holies. He's going to take a female pig and sacrifice it on the altar and place the blood on the mercy seat. If you understand, that's what's called the abomination of desolation. The Jews realize he is not their Messiah and they flee and he comes after them. God protects them. We believe in a place called Petra. I've been there. It's amazing. And they still try to kill the Jews, but God protects them. And interesting prophecy, we don't know. It says one of the ways they'll be protected is by a great eagle. Okay? Does America come in? Does America help and support Israel during that time? We don't know. But that's what some people think of this great eagle coming in and being able to help them. At the end of the 7 years of tribulation, 3.5 years tribulation, 3.5 years great tribulation, Jesus comes back on a horse with all of us, and he destroys all the people who fought against God. That brings in what's called a millennial reign, a 1,000-year, millennium means 1,000, 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. Jesus will set up his throne and kingdom, and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And the people that are saved, who serve God, will rule and reign with him as kings and priests, the Bible says, for 1,000 years. And it'll be sort of like it was supposed to be in the beginning. And Jesus will run everything, and he will rule it and make sure it goes the right way. During that 1,000 years, the devil is put into the bottomless pit. After 1,000 years, he's loosed. He deceives the people again. One more final war and battle, and then we go on into eternity. That's what's next. In a brief 10-minute explanation of what's going to happen in the future, most important thing is to make sure you're ready. two things you need to do to be ready. Number one, you need to be saved. You want to make sure with that shouting trumpet you go up. You do not want to go through tribulation and great tribulation. I promise you. If you're not saved, go to 5-16-30.com. www.5-16-30.com and watch that. Make sure you have accepted Christ as your Savior. What after that? After you're saved, you want to be living for God, serving God. So you hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, at that judgment seat of Christ. You want that. There'll be nothing more important than that. To have Jesus put a crown on your head, and then for later, for you to cast it at his feet and say, Jesus, only you're worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. Okay? That's what's happening next. Are you ready? Make sure you're saved. Make sure you're living for God, serving God, to one day hear, well done. And in closing, as always, hey, be kind to everybody because everyone's having a tough time. And get wisdom. It is the principal thing. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.